all speculated about, you know, the dark side of AI, haven't we? This idea of cutting-edge artificial intelligence.
No.
Well, what happens when it gets into the wrong hands, especially in cybersecurity?
Right.
Well, today we're diving into something pretty concrete and honestly a bit unsettling. It's AI-powered malware that has successfully bypassed Microsoft Defender.
Yeah, and this isn't just theory. It's real research, stuff that's going to be unveiled at Black Hat 2025.
Exactly. So our mission today really is to unpack what this development means for you, whether you're just thinking about your own phone or laptop, or maybe you're responsible for security at a bigger organization.
We're going to explore the specifics, the details of this new threat, put its capabilities into context.
And crucially, talk about what we can all actually do to stay secure. Because this landscape, it's changing fast.
It really is.
What makes this research stand out, I think, isn't just that AI made malware, but how it did it and the implications. Well, they're surprising, even for our best security systems. Let's peel back the layers on this study.
Okay. So this specific work comes from a company, Outflank.
Mm-hmm.
And what they've shown is, well, it's a significant new capability.
And it wasn't just a fluke, right? They set out to do this.
Absolutely not accidental. A dedicated team led by Kyle Avery, he's their principal offensive specialist, they intentionally spent about 3 months and maybe, what, $1,500?
Yeah, around $1,500.
Training an open source large language model, LLM. This one was called Qwen 2.5, trained specifically for this purpose.
And that detail, the fact it's open source, Qwen 2.5, that's important, isn't it?
It really is.
It means this wasn't some like secret government tech. It shows that with a relatively modest investment, someone could build these kinds of advanced capabilities using tools that are just out there, publicly available.
Right. It lowers the barrier, significantly lowers it for others to potentially try and replicate this kind of thing.
So what was the result? What did that $1,500 in 3 months get them?
Well, the training paid off in a pretty surprising way. The model achieved an 8% success rate.
8%.
8% success in generating malware that completely bypassed Microsoft Defender for endpoint.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. That's the core aha moment here. An AI creating malware that just lifts right past one of the most common security tools out there.
And, you know, 8% might sound kind of low at first hearing it.
It might.
But when you compare it, that comparison really tells a story, doesn't it?
It does. Other top AI models like Anthropic's, they tested those too. Less than 1% success.
Less than 1%.
And DeepSeek's model, even lower, less than 0.5%.
Okay, so that huge difference really underlines the impact of the targeted training they did.
Exactly. But it wasn't just any AI. It was an AI trained for this specific task.
So yeah, it's easy to maybe dismiss 8% as small. But like you said, we're talking about bypassing Microsoft Defender, one of the world's, you know, most robust defenses. That 8% signals a real shift.
No.
It's not about the volume, maybe, but it validates a new capability, something potent, something we absolutely need to pay attention to.
And just to be clear about what we mean by AI malware, we're talking about malicious software, right? But it uses AI, uses machine learning to try and hide itself, to adapt to security tools, or just be more effective.
So unlike old school malware with thicker code.
Exactly. This stuff can potentially change its behavior, adapt on the fly.
And how did it bypass Defender in this case? What did the training teach it?
Well, basically, it learned from thousands and thousands of examples during that three-month training period. It learned to spot, or maybe create, subtle patterns. Patterns that would let it slip past Defender's detection mechanisms.
Okay, that 8% success rate, it definitely grabs your attention.
For sure.
But let's pump the brakes a little. Before we all panic, we need to put that number in context, right? Time for a reality check.
Absolutely. That's crucial. The immediate good news, if you can call it that, is that 8% success also means, well, 92% failure.
Right. The vast majority still failed.
A full 92%. Which tells us that Microsoft Defender is still very effective against most of these AI-generated threats. We're not suddenly in a world where AI can just reliably waltz past security every single time.
So there are still limitations.
Definitely. Current AI models, even this trained one, have limits on how consistently they can generate effective malware. Malware that actually works and evades detection.
And we should remember, this wasn't like a weekend project someone did in their basement.
No, definitely not.
Like we said, it took real resources, expertise, that $1,500 isn't pocket change for everyone, and 3 months of dedicated specialist time. That's significant.
Right. It serves as a kind of natural barrier to entry. For, you know, the casual attacker, the opportunistic ones.
But maybe not for bigger players?
Well, exactly. It's certainly accessible to well-funded cyber criminal groups or maybe even state actors. But it's not something just anyone can easily whip up.
Okay, so that's the current state. What about the future? Where does this go?
Well, looking ahead, it's almost inevitable, isn't it? Machine learning models, they tend to get better over time. More training, more refinement. Future versions of these AI systems could definitely achieve higher success rates than 8%.
And are there specific techniques that could speed that up?
Potentially. There's a concept called reinforcement learning. It's been used in ML research for ages, since the 90s, actually.
Okay.
Imagine an AI trying different attack methods, learning from what works and what doesn't, and just iteratively getting better based on success or failure.
Yeah.
Like teaching a computer to play chess by just having it play against itself millions of times.
Okay. So it learns from experience.
Precisely. That kind of self-improvement loop could theoretically make these malware-generating models much more effective. But again, that takes more time, more resources, more expertise. It's not automatic.
And of course, the defenders aren't just sitting still, are they? Microsoft isn't going to just let this happen.
You're absolutely right. This is the definition of the cybersecurity arms race, isn't it?
It really is.
Microsoft's tools and other security tools, they evolve constantly. They adapt to new threats. So as AI malware gets better,
the defenses have to get smarter too.
Exactly. It's this continuous cycle. Innovation on one side, counter-innovation on the other. This isn't just another small step, though. It feels like a potential paradigm shift. Yeah. For years, a lot of defense was about recognizing known bad signatures.
Like a fingerprint.
Right. But now, with AI making malware, that can change, that can adapt.
Yeah.
The arms race shifts much more into things like behavioral analysis, predictive defenses. You need defenses that are smart in a whole new way.
So this AI malware is definitely a big deal. But security experts are also warning us, don't get tunnel vision, right?
That's such a critical point. We can't overstate that. While this AI stuff is significant, we absolutely cannot lose sight of the other major cybersecurity challenges.
The oldies but goodies.
You could say that. Traditional attack vectors. Things like social engineering.
Phishing emails. Tricking people.
Exactly. Or even just leaked security tools being repurposed by attackers. These things are still huge threats. Often easier to pull off, frankly.
Yeah, social engineering is still incredibly effective, isn't it? And doesn't need much tech.
Nope. Relatively few resources needed. So the cybersecurity community, everyone involved, needs to balance their focus. Yes, keep an eye on emerging AI threats. Absolutely. But don't forget the established, consistently effective methods that are still causing so much damage day in, day out.
Okay, so bringing it back to the listener, what does all this mean for you? Whether you're running security for a company or just trying to keep your own stuff safe online, what can we actually do to prepare for this future?
Well, first off, it's good to know the Outflank team, the researchers, they plan to present all their findings publicly. That's happening at Black Hat 2025 in August.
Which is standard practice, responsible disclosure.
Exactly. Responsible disclosure. It's vital because it lets the whole security community dig into the research, understand it properly, and figure out the best ways to respond, collectively.
And beyond that specific research, what's the kind of overall philosophy we should adopt now?
The absolute key is a comprehensive security strategy, one that addresses both the traditional threats we just talked about and these emerging AI-powered ones. It's not an either-or situation.
You need defense in depth.
Precisely. A robust, multifaceted defense covering all the angles.
Okay, so let's get specific. If I'm listening, maybe I run a small business or I manage IT somewhere, where do I even start? What are the practical steps?
Great question. It often starts with the basics, which are sometimes overlooked, but are absolutely critical. Keep everything updated.
Patching, patching, patching.
Always. It sounds simple, but regular security updates for all your systems, all your software. It's like making sure the locks on your doors actually work. It's non-negotiable.
Okay. Updates first. What else?
Then, because social engineering is so effective, training. Comprehensive employee training and awareness. Your staff needs to be able to recognize and respond to different kinds of cyber threats. Not just dodgy emails, but maybe sophisticated AI voice scam down the line. Who knows?
Right. The human element is still key.
Absolutely. And then technically, it sounds like we can't just rely on one tool anymore. Not a set it and forget it approach.
Definitely not. You need multi-layered defenses. Think beyond just one antivirus or one firewall.
Like layers of an onion?
Kind of. Yeah.
Or like a castle with multiple walls and moats. Each layer presents another hurdle for an attacker. And you need to combine that with continuous monitoring.
Watching what's happening on the network.
All the time. Using ideally advanced analytics, maybe even machine learning on the defense side, to spot suspicious activities 24/7, catching things that might slip past those initial gates.
And I guess you need to test if those defenses actually work.
You've hit on a really important point there.
Yes.
You need proactive security assessments, things like red team exercises, where you basically hire ethical hackers to simulate real attacks.
See if they can break in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It helps you find your weaknesses before a real attacker does. And all that information feeds into your overall strategic security planning, how you allocate resources, what measures you prioritize long term.
Okay, but even with all of that, attacks can still get through, right? That's the unfortunate reality.
It absolutely is.
Yeah.
No defense is 100% perfect, which is why having really solid incident response and recovery plans is critical.
Knowing what to do when the worst happens.
Right. You need a rapid, well-rehearsed plan to contain the damage, kick the attackers out, and get your systems back up and running as quickly and safely as possible.
Okay. That's a lot. Anything else?
Just one more thing, perhaps the most ongoing one. Stay informed. The landscape changes so fast. Keep monitoring what's happening in cybersecurity. Get information from trusted sources. Knowledge really is power here.
So wrapping this up, this deep dive really shows us AI malware isn't sci-fi anymore. It's real. It's impactful. A clear sign of the ongoing innovation in cybersecurity, both good and bad.
Mm-hmm. But it's also a challenge that comes with, as we discussed, clear limitations right now. An important context. It's not the sky falling just yet.
Right. And the cybersecurity landscape remains this constant, well, you called it an arms race. Innovation, counter-innovation, vigilance and adaptation are absolutely crucial.
Couldn't agree more.
And this research, it really leaves you thinking, doesn't it? If AI can learn to bypass our most advanced defenses today, how is this escalating cycle going to fundamentally change things? Like how we develop software, how we secure data, how we interact with technology over the next, say, 5 or 10 years?
Yeah.
What totally new approaches might we need to invent when even our supposedly smartest defenses are being actively outsmarted? What does smart defense even mean in that future context? It's a lot to think about.